The Oklahoma Ghanaian community in the U.S. has donated medical equipment worth more than 300,000 cedis to the stroke unit of the Kolibu Teaching Hospital. This is the second time the group has supported the unit with medical equipment. Head of the Department of Medicine, Professor Margaret Latte, said the items will help improve healthcare services. She said currently, the unit is performing only at 50% capacity due to inadequate funding and staffing. Frida Tanyo has more.
Stroke constitutes 30% admission to the hospital and 20% cause of mortality. The medical equipment from the Oklahoma Ghanaian community is part of effort to improve facilities at the stroke unit for quality health care to the people. The items include feeding pumps, stability balls, digital blood pressure machine, and walkers. Professor Latte said the items will help in catering for stroke patients.
Those that can't swallow, it means you have to pass the tube and feed them. And sometimes it takes about 1.5 hours feeding only one patient. Because if you don't take your time for the food to go down into the stomach, the food comes back into the lungs and then they can't breathe. And that is one of the commonest causes of death in stroke patients. So the feeding pumps is electrical. So you set up the you switch on the pump and slowly, so the nurse is now free to go and either change the patient or do something. The feeding pumps are very, very useful. We also have monitors. As you know, the commonest causes of stroke in the environment are hypertension and diabetes. So the monitor is measuring the blood pressure all the time. Otherwise, the nurses have to go around every 4 hours and manually check the blood pressure. But with the monitor, you can just read the blood pressure. It's a continuous monitoring. You can just read the blood pressure of the monitor.
The healthcare coordinator for the Oklahoma Ghanaian community, Albert Kote, advised Ghanaians to be cautious of their diet preferences as it is one of the leading causes of stroke.